You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Look at the legal real quick before we get to Ethan. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and HD1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. In the home, the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And now joining us on the River Islands guest line, Ethan Sherwood Strauss, House of Strauss, Substack, formerly of ESPN. You know the guy, and if you don't, you're about to.
Yeah, Ethan, a big fan of yours. I don't think we've ever had an opportunity to talk to each other. I follow you on Substack, and I know you're as fascinated with just how sports fans consume things and how we view stuff. And I've had these long conversations with my cousin who's not in sports media, but he's a finance guy, and he's obsessed with just like the ever-changing landscape of how we consume stuff. And he keeps saying, hey, there's national and then there's hyper-local, and it feels like there's no middle ground. And he really thinks that like the hyper-local focus is never going away, but at the same time, he understands that the business model, and I guess we're going just more broadcast for the games themselves, the business model is, hey, let's go national. Let's have everything on Amazon. Let's have it on Apple Plus, carte blanche. Let's get rid of blackouts. And you're seeing Major League Baseball and the NBA, like they've had a lot of financial issues because of these regional sports networks kind of going bankrupt. What's your thought on how the average fan consumes these sports these days in the modern era?
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? The NBA salary cap is less than what people thought it would be, precisely because of the collapse of the local media. All these headlines about the big national TV deal, and it is impressive, just all the billions that they're raking in. But they've got this other problem that isn't as paid attention to, which is just the collapse of all of these RSNs. And there just seems to be something screwed up here. There's something messed up. There seems to be demand. There are all these people locally who want their sports, but for whatever reason, it's just not being priced properly, or it's attached to all this other stuff, and the cable bundle's dying. I don't know if I can fix it all. It just seems like we're in this transition period where one model is dying, the other model isn't totally there, and it's just sad. It's really sad that we don't have as much certainty going on, and we can't just trust that things are going to be regular. And we almost have a false sense of it because the Warriors are a really popular team. The Giants are a really popular team. It is bleak out there. If we're talking about a Hornets or whatever, it's like public access television almost for some of these teams. So we don't even have a sense of how bad it is.
Talking with Ethan Strauss here on The Morning Roast, his latest on the House of Strauss and Substack, big NBA money screws up careers of guys who don't get it. And Ethan, you know, Shams Charania a couple months ago, we've been playing it and we've just been kind of laughing at it. He said a couple months ago on ESPN, obviously their lead insider, this is going to be one of the craziest off seasons in NBA history, right? And really, it hasn't been. We had Kevin Durant getting traded, which we all knew was going to happen. And we had a crazy trade deadline. No one saw Luka Doncic getting traded. Obviously, you had De'Aaron Fox on a lower level, and then Jimmy Butler getting moved as well. But, like, do you think even, like, Shams Charania is surprised about, like, the lack of all this movement? Like, that's a guy that's as tapped in as anyone, you would think, right? So for him to say that a couple months ago and to fast forward mid-July, and it's been kind of meh. Like, how do we miss the mark so badly this summer?
I think it's hard to predict how a bunch of people are going to act. You can predict how one person's going to act or one team's going to act. It's hard to predict how everybody is going to act because reality has set in. The CBA, it was ratified in 2023, but it takes a little while to adjust and it takes a little while for teams to really know what's up and how reality has set in. And the truth is the NBA has a hard cap by other means. They are basically like the NFL. There are some things that are a little bit different, but that's the situation. You can't just give an emerging rookie a huge contract anymore because he's promising. You really have to bean count. Otherwise, you're going to be up against that second apron, and it's going to be devastating. So we're seeing teams make hard choices, and we're seeing guys overprice themselves in the market and think they can test the market and get some sort of big deal that's not there. I think a lot of these young guys, they think these teams are bluffing. They think these teams are joking. And this is the first season where they've tested the market and they've gone, oh, they weren't joking. They're actually not going to pay us. This is the situation. It's not that the players are making less money. It's that it's getting priced more exactly. So the guys that are dependable, who are superstars, are getting crazy money. Crazy money. Jalen Williams getting $287 million.
Crazy.
But there's no middle class right now. And so it's just really top heavy. And there are a lot of guys who could have counted on getting money in the past, and they can't count on it anymore.
You know, it's funny you bring up the bean counting because I first saw this with Hunter Pence and Pablo. Hunter was about to hit free agency, and the Giants paid him. And then Pablo was like, wait, whoa, that money was earmarked for me. And he, like, lost it. And it was almost like everyone knew he was leaving the Giants because he felt so disrespected. I flash forward to the Warriors situation. There's a lot of people that have speculated, like, did Draymond Green count the beans? And, like, oh, you paid Wiggins and Jordan Poole. What about me? And then, obviously, Klay Thompson felt some kind of way because of the tightening of the belt and how much money was going to be there. And now you're seeing it with Jonathan Kuminga. You wrote an article about how, hey, it's not about, you know, us saying, hey, if I give this guy this much money, how are they going to react? It's about the ramifications of those who don't get paid. Can you expand on that some more? Because I feel like the Warriors are a great, like, case study on exactly what you wrote about in your Substack article.
Oh, man, you said a lot there. I want to hit one point and then get to the question that you asked.
I'm long-winded.
No, you're great-winded. Now, you said a lot of good stuff there. So the first thing, basketball players are more jealous of their teammates than baseball players. This is something we don't talk about, but I think it's important to understanding team dynamics. The Pence situation you referenced is interesting because that rarely happens. Why is there so rarely that jealousy? A, no salary cap, but B, when you do something great in baseball, it doesn't adversely impact your teammates' opportunities. In fact, it might even help them. You're protecting them if you're batting behind them. They get better pitches. If you're hitting more home runs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You're not taking home runs away from somebody else. Basketball, there is one ball. If somebody starts doing well, then somebody else is getting fewer opportunities. That's the nature of the game and why sacrifice is so important for these teams ultimately winning a championship. It's a jealous game. People go, why do all these old retired basketball players hate on the guys right now? Why, when I watch MLB Network, do I see the baseball players praising the young guys? It's because it's wired in. So now in the NBA, we've almost turbocharged that with a salary cap. It's not just going to be about the opportunities. It's going to be about zero-sum cash. I think you're going to see a lot more tensions and a lot more locker rooms because of the way things are. Now, when it comes to the guys who don't get the money, that's becoming a problem because these guys, they've got that expectation, and they're going to have that resentment when they test the market in the way that Jonathan Kuminga is doing, and it's just not there. I think a lot of the guys getting the money are going to handle it fine. You know, we had that too much too soon sense back in the 90s. I think it's a different situation these days. I think that it's a new NBA. I don't think Jalen Williams is going to go crazy with his $287 million. I think he'll be fine. It's about the guys not getting that windfall who think that they're nearly as good as those guys or Franz Wagner or Wagner, however you want to pronounce it. And they're going to go crazy that they didn't get that money. And that's really what's going to tear up the locker room. It's not going to be about the guys getting paid too quickly. It's going to be the guys who feel like they missed the boat. And that's going to be what really causes a lot of jealousy on these rosters.
Ethan, that was such a great response. I absolutely love that. And I want to follow up on Kuminga specifically. Like, I like Jonathan Kuminga. I think he's a solid player. I think he can help the Warriors. But I also know that, like, introducing just this whole thing creates daily dialogue. Steve Kerr getting asked questions. How many minutes? Why isn't he starting? That, like, it's just this whole whirlwind. And it's nobody's fault. It's just this is the reality of how this team is covered. I'm exhausted with the Kuminga thing because of no resolution. I feel like if they bring him back only to trade him, like I feel like we're really going to bring drama that's going to maybe ruin the season. Am I wrong in feeling that way?
I don't think you're wrong in feeling that way, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating. Draymond said that his thoughts on the new contract situation weren't about Kuminga, but they might as well have been. I mean, there's reporting that he declined a five-year, $150 million extension before the past season. God, if he just did that, then I think a lot of people on both sides are resting easier, and that would have been the move. And this is something else that was told to me when I was at Summer League by executives. These players, man, they are so focused on status. If we talk about the guy who doesn't get the money, and realistically, there's not going to be that much monetary difference for them day to day between $10 or $20 million. I know it's easy for me to say, but that's just the truth. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And they're only going for the maximum they can possibly get because of that status and that competition and wanting to get more than Jalen Green or whatever. And it's a long game. You know, here's a crazy stat, and it's somewhat particular to Steph Curry's career. He has made 90% of the money he's made in the NBA after season number 8.
That's crazy.
So it's a long game. Jonathan Kuminga, he would be 27 after that five-year, $150 million contract he turned down. The salary cap would be much higher. If he's truly great, then he would have proven it by then, and he'd get massive cash. Instead, because he's trying to maximize the right now, he's put himself in this contractual limbo, which has then put the Warriors in limbo. I think he's mismanaged it, and I think it's pretty frustrating.
Talking with Ethan Sherwood Strauss here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. So, Ethan, let me just ask straight up, like, why do we do this? Like, they try to, like cast a shadow, or do they try to, like, create this narrative, Adam Silver, the league, like, parody, right? Parody, parody, parody. As if that's been good for the league, right? God. Because I'm as just taking a step back. You're much smarter than I am. I'm an idiot when it comes to all the finances, all this stuff.
Nah.
Like, no, I am. It's okay. But, like, I'm just looking at the league. Lakers have been good for the league. Warriors have been good for the league. The Celtics have been good for the league. Dynasties have been good. LeBron and his own entity has been good for the league. You either want people that everyone can root for or root against. I feel like we don't have that going forward, and the league doesn't want these quote-unquote super teams going forward. But I guess my question is why?
Okay, I might say something a little bit uncharitable, a little unfair to our dear friend Adam Silver. I don't think he gets people. I don't. I think he's smart. I think he's hardworking. I think he's competent. But it seems as though he's always trying to reverse engineer what he thinks works in sports, and he doesn't understand the particularities of fandom. Like when the NBA, and I know this was maybe more of a David Stern move, but it's a good example, brought replay review to the NBA as though that's what they needed to take from NFL football. That's why people are into NFL football. It's not the violence. It's not the scarcity of games. It's these endless replay reviews that we need in the NBA. It always feels like he's looking to some other sport and trying to apply what works for that other sport and think that it's going to really help the NBA, but it doesn't work that way. So he looks at the NFL. He goes, oh, my God, they've got parity. We need parity. And the thing people should know is that people think it's the owners. People think that the owners did this. Yes, Adam Silver works for the owners, but he has power. There's a reason why these commissioners are in charge for decades. It's because that seat has a lot of security. You can play owners off of each other. This was Adam Silver's vision. This is what he thought the NBA needed to do. He was trying to address complaints about how there are only a few teams that can possibly win the championship, and he did it. This is his baby to have parity, and I don't think it's going to work. I mean, the early viewership returns would suggest as such. People might complain that their team, it doesn't have a chance, but damn it, when the team they recognize and are familiar with over 5 to 10 years is playing in the finals, that's when they tune in, not when some upstart that they didn't think might compete gets in there as an underdog. That's just what we've seen.
Well, no, it's a great point. And the whole, I think it's a myth when it comes to the NFL and there's actual parity. If you have a good quarterback, you're going to be
in it. Tom Brady was in the Super Bowl what felt like 10 straight years.
Patrick Mahomes is now that guy,
too. It was
you're right.
Roethlisberger, Manning, Brady for like 15 straight years.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Silver, I rail on him every single day. Your point about emotional intelligence is spot on when it comes to him. I know you like to study the media landscape, and I obsess over it. Like, I'm on radio, but I'm also on YouTube. We do podcasts. Like, I consider myself very multimedia. I'm with my kid at the park the other day, and this guy goes, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I do YouTube and podcasts and radio. And he looked at me like, radio, what are you doing? Like, because it feels like a dying medium. But I see someone like Grant Horvat, who is a golf guy on YouTube and has built up millions of subscribers and millions of views, telling the PGA Tour, no, I don't want to do the Barracuda because you guys won't let me bring my YouTube stuff to the tour. It's wild to me. And then I see Fox blow out all of their television shows, and there was a scandal involved, but then they're like, hey, we're going to partner with the Rogue Barstool. The media landscape as a whole, as someone who was a part of ESPN and has now broken away and gone independent, like, I'm sitting here watching all these different ways of going about it. I want your perspective on this because you're independent, but you also work for the big corporation. I fret every single day of what's next? What should I be doing? Where am I going? What are we doing? Am I on a dying tree here? As you look at media landscape and these broadcast companies, what's your feel of where this thing's going?
You know what the weirdest thing about this is when you talk about it with kids, and you recognize that TV means nothing to them.
Nothing.
Radio, probably the same category, but nothing. I told my son, I once got to do a hit on Colin Cowherd, and I told my son about it. I might as well have just said, eat some broccoli. It means nothing. But I tell my kid I have a YouTube channel, and he's going, oh my God, Dad, can I do a video? How do I get on? Oh, you know, what do you do? YouTube is what's real to them. That's what matters to them. I was just at NBA Summer League. They had YouTube influencers walking around Vegas with all these security guards and people from the NBA shepherding them around because the NBA recognizes that that's where the audience is. I don't know what the future is. I just know that TV means something to me, and I still think it means something to a lot of people, that it just doesn't mean to younger people. That's what I see. I'm not smart enough to tell you where this is going or if FS1 is being smart and clearing the decks and trying to merge with Barstool to get this new audience. I can't predict it. I'm just generationally shocked by what's happening. And I think that there's this desperation in sports overall that's not talked about enough. There are surveys right now. There's a big one that I wrote about that says Generation Alpha, teenagers, that only 15%, that's not 50, that's 15% say that they watch sports. That's what they're scared of. These leagues, these channels, they're desperate to bring the new generation into watching sports because otherwise it all falls apart and we're just looking at a demographic cliff. So that's the thing that keeps these commissioners up at night, if not the people running these channels like Fox and ESPN.
You know, you bring up your kid, and I said this to my wife. I go, because I'm a big, like you see these artists, they collaborate with each other. Miss Rachel was so popular on YouTube, Elmo collabed with her, and then Netflix was like, we have to have Miss Rachel on. Not the other way around. Like, that blew my mind that Miss Rachel did a Netflix deal.
I mean, her stock tank, you don't want to partner with Elmo these days. You see what he's tweeting? It's a horrible person, that Elmo. I'm kidding,
right, Ethan? Like, the kids, like, you put that, I mean, the Baby Shark thing has a gazillion views on it. It's insane.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what sickens me is that when I take a video of my kid, he looks at it. He looks at me while I'm filming him doing some of his sports, and he says, like and subscribe.
Oh my God.
They know. Like, these kids, they're my 2-year-old is well versed on just how every iPhone and all the different mechanics of it works. It's crazy. Hey, Ethan, we really appreciate the time this morning,
again.
Man. Going forward. Enjoy your summer, man.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Take care.
Definitely. There he goes. That's Ethan Sherwood Strauss, House of Strauss on Substack and courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. And by the way,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.